Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And what a week it has been. Like, TV has given us so much.
There's so much to discuss, people. Like,
I mean, so, like, it's just, I felt like, let's try it's not like a catch. To say yeah, well, ugh. Guys, we understand. We say like we're from California. We understand that I say my K's as G's or G's as K's, whatever it is that I'm consistently getting complaints about. Just love us for us. Like, we love you for you.
You guys, we got great reviews this week. So we were happy about that. I texted Courtney. I was like, reviews were stunning this week. And she's like, well, that's a shock. So thanks.
So thanks,
you know,
guys.
If you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything. Okay.
Although we used to say come sit with us, but we mean don't have anything nice to say about
us. Just don't like take your time to write an iTunes review, okay?
5 stars only. How many times has Mary stressed that?
Because also, you guys,
it's been a tough week.
We've been shadow banned on Instagram, and I will take the fault in this one, I guess.
Yeah, this was on you.
So it's actually on David Bedore, because Live Last Loser, Leslie... Are they even engaged? I wonder what they are.
I don't know. They definitely like to be naked together.
So apparently those are in Italy, like fall foliage in Italy of them naked. In one of the pictures, it's like their pants are just down. Like, it's not even like sexy naked. It's like, hey, take off our pants, ask a stranger to take a picture of us or Adeline or Sophie.
No. So I'm assuming they like put it on like a tree stump or something and set a timer. Like, it's weird. But it's also like, one, could you imagine if I ran into them on my Italy trip?
Oh, that would have been great.
Two, nobody asked for these.
Nobody.
And nobody.
Andy Cohen gave him the jackhole of the day because of these photos. But apparently I violated some Instagram policy about nudity, and now we've been shadow banned, which means when you look up Two Judgy Girls, it won't come up.
So we're technically – shadow banned is actually not a real thing. I'd just like to clarify. Oh. Not a real thing. What it happens is if you violate community standards and guidelines like you did with posting that naked photo, then that you get like in trouble.
Courtney texted me right away. What did you post? We've been flagged. What did you post? Like, what? It's
like I didn't say it like with conviction. I just like was like, what did you do? Because you had told me you posted stories or something. I hadn't seen them. I didn't know what had happened.
It's never to be trusted when I post anything. The grammar, the timing of when it will go up. anything.
I mean, I think it's totally fine. And you know what shadow banning or, you know, violating community standards does? It gives us some street cred.
Yeah.
Like, we're tough now. Yeah. We're tough girls. Like, we've been through Instagram shadow bans.
Two tough girls.
Two tough girls.
Because you can't find us. So, like, how long do you think the ban's going to be?
I'll say a couple of days.
Okay.
Somebody keep us updated when you can search for us by just typing in two and not the full name. We'd love to know.
We've got some time, I think.
We have plenty of time.
And then we also found out this week that basically every other Bravo influencer has been invited to that huge event they're having in New York that will rename Nameless.
It's called Voldemort, the event that shall not be named. Mm-hmm.
And so we're just like, we've just decided we have to take a stance against it. So we cannot report on it at all. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And the stance is we weren't invited. So we're just, listen.
A lot of people were invited and we were not. We have been,
shadow banned from Voldemort.
I mean, I think Leanne Locken was in charge of our invite and it got lost in the mail. Like, there has to be some, there's a conscious reasoning why we were not invited. Mm-hmm. They purposely did not invite us. We don't know why. We're such nice girls.
It's in the title of our name, Two Nice Girls.
Andy watched the stories. He doesn't even follow us. He watched the stories. So we appreciate your support. I love the tweets. I love you you guys. I really feel the support. So I want to thank you for that. Mm-hmm. I do really but feel supported this week.
I'd also like to caveat, though, because I felt like there was like this uproar of like, who do two judgy girls think they are that they should be invited to this? We don't think we should be. Well, we want to be invited, but we don't think we should be. But I think if you're inviting everyone or some, you should invite all.
No, I mean, there's a lot of accounts. I was like, I've never even heard of that one. And then I look at their followers, we support. Like, I'm sorry, they have 70K.
Even that, but we support everybody. And I'm very happy for those that get to go to Voldemort. Sorry. That get to go to Voldemort. That's exciting. Just wanted to be a part of it too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just jealous at this point. And I just,
feel like we're a little salty.
I'm very salty. Like, there's tears of salt.
Yeah. Like, we're a sea salt bag of chips.
Oh, those are so good. The Kettle ones.
So good.
I like the
salt, sea salt and vinegar. Like, that's actually exactly what we are. We are right now the human embodiment of sea salt and vinegar kettle chips.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Yeah. And we don't expect anything to be handed to us, but don't hand it out to everyone else either. Now, granted, Watch What Crappens hasn't been invited either. So I feel like we're in good company with those who haven't been invited.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. We just have to accept our place in the world.
And it's not in New York at Voldemort. And that's okay.
I'm still secretly hoping I get invited, even though Courtney can't go. I'm like, well, sorry, I'd have to go anyways without you. One judgy girl.
One nice girl here. One summer Mary coming right up.
Oh, man.
Maybe they're afraid that they would be like, I'm okay to go because they're like not worried about me. But they're like, summer Mary would upstage everyone.
I can't be trusted.
You can't. Like, you'd be running like, and here's the thing too. We didn't even want a panel. Like, we don't want a panel.
I just wanted to
pass.
Don't
focus on that. We just like, I just wanted to attack Craig with love.
Right.
I wanted to make it nice with Dorinda.
I mean, for 3 years, have we dedicated every week a podcast about Bravo and got paid nothing from Bravo? Yes.
Yes.
This is the least they could do. But
right. We would have figured out our own plane flights and hotels. We'd also would have liked that as well, though. But we would have figured it out. Either way, it's fine. We, again, will not be talking about the event that shall not be named.
But we have something else planned. That's going to be
We have something else. And that's okay. It's not an event. It's just content. But we're working on some things.
It's funny.
We think. Yeah.
Courtney told me about the idea, and then I was like, oh, that's funny. And I wrote the idea out, and she's like, no, that's not the idea. So we kind of have two ideas.
That is the idea. We have two ideas. No, that was a great idea as well. I said that wasn't the idea I was thinking of.
No, it's just funny.
Please don't make me sound even worse,
Mary.
No,
it's just funny how our mind works people react so differently.
But that's the genius. That's why we work. It's great to have our minds on the same track for different things and then our minds separate. It's great. I love it.
Okay. Let's get back to news. So the
Giudice's?
Yeah,
Giudice's.
I can never say it right because we pronounced it wrong for years, including Andy, including Tree herself. The Giudice's. It's not the Giudice's.
It's the Giudice's.
The Giudice's are on the plane to go visit Dad. Nono has already been there a couple days. Joe looks like he's having a fucking ball over there. He's never coming back.
Okay, so I have a question. When we watch Jersey, they basically said it once he's out of jail, he'll be in ICE deportation. But if he leaves to go to Italy, he can never come back.
I think they cut a deal because he spent a certain amount of time.
Okay. I was trying to figure out why he would have gone back.
That's what I thought.
But it's also interesting because he's clearly having like you said, he's having a blast. He's with Nono. Like, sorry for the likes, but what's going on?
I mean, I think they're just celebrating his freedom. And just being with him on the outside world, enjoying company, kind of forgetting about the troubles in the USA, the great country.
I'll put your head in a panini press
of the USA. You know,
It'll be very interesting to watch because after watching the special, I just don't feel that the love is there anymore.
Dolores said it this week. She's not really into Joe right now.
Yeah, but so I'm just curious of how this is going to go, how it's going to play. And I will tell you, I already know I'm going to cry.
I am full deep dive into Jersey. I'm super excited. I already cried this episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wait, same. We can go back to that. The news is that they're there. In other news, Lori Peterson from first season of Real Housewives of Orange County, her son, who was in jail for...
Josh, is that his name?
Yeah.
Josh Waring.
He's in jail for attempted murder.
Yep.
He was stabbed this week in jail, inside of jail.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and like there was like a video.
There's video.
Out. Yeah. TMZ, I think. It's kind of scary. It's like a jailhouse brawl.
Well, so, okay, I tried to kind of deep dive into that, so I'm sure I'm getting some of the facts wrong, but basically what I had heard was that he's suing, like, the sheriff for something about Orange County Police, mm-hmm. because that area, when he's talking to, so he was on the phone, talking to somebody on the phone, and no inmates are supposed to be around when someone's talking on the phone or going to and from their cell from talking on the phone.
Yeah.
But there was an inmate there. So they're almost saying it's making it sound like it's an inside job because he's like suing the patrolman, like whoever it is.
Yeah.
But that's so scary.
Well, and it was like
when I see jail,
it was like a razor braid, like
attached to towels.
Ooh, oh, like razors and so, scare me.
Oh, yeah. But here's the thing is like when I want to watch things about jail, I want my Love After Lockup. Right. That's the jail I want to see. Or I want to see Jailbirds on Netflix where they're on the bowl.
I mean, it's sad because Josh is, you know, addicted to drugs.
Well,
and I feel like he's doing them inside there as well.
Oof.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Based on these, oh my God. Yeah, these are, I'm like looking at
it. It's too real.
It's sad. It's very sad. I feel bad for Lori.
Yeah, totally.
Actually, I don't even know if he does drugs in there. Who am I to say that? That was mean. I'm going to take that back.
Okay. That's fine. I also want to say, too, guys, because I feel that complaints are coming, that Mary has bronchitis.
Oh, yeah, you guys. So I officially diagnosed, have bronchitis on an albuterol inhaler. I started it yesterday. So fuck you all 3 weeks ago, okay? And I've been living like this for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I just feel like somebody's going
to
be
refused to go to the doctor, and then I just really hit my breaking point on.
But are you starting to feel a little better?
Yeah, I think it's breaking stuff up.
Great. It's also Mary's birthday on Saturday, guys, so we really do need to get her better because Summer Mary needs to make an appearance.
Yeah, I'm having a party at my house.
I've heard music videos.
It's a karaoke music video party.
Yeah, so I think we've mentioned before how Mary really loves to pre and after party with music videos.
So why pre and after party when you can stay here the whole time?
Mm-hmm, just party.
Yeah.
And now, do you have like a few certain hits that you're planning?
You know what? I'll post some of the hits that will come out. I mean, it will definitely be like a Taylor Swift. It'll definitely be like a 90s moment, like a Third Eye Blind.
Okay.
You had a karaoke moment this weekend, I heard.
I did. I had on Halloween, I didn't think I was going to go out, but I did end up going out. Our friends were in town staying with me. And so we went out, and after the third bar, we went to the Belmont and they had live karaoke there. And I was like, we got to do it. I cannot sing to save my life. We had the entire bar singing.
Can I say, hey, yeah, yeah.
Yep. I did Four Non-Blondes, What's Going On?
Yeah, that's a fun one.
It was really fun. I was like, guys, this is going to be a crowd pleaser. And they're like, please don't do that song. And I'm like, I'm doing it.
Because everyone wants to sing along to that song. That's the key to a karaoke success story.
Yeah. Now, I have this like weird inkling too that I like screamed out, follow me on Two Judgy Girls. Oh. But I can't. Nobody can confirm or deny. And I'm like, how far did I take this embarrassment?
Well, I hope we're shadow banned, so they probably couldn't even find us. Don't worry about it.
Like, how do you spell it? Don't worry. It's okay.
You guys, if you want to hear more of us singing, we released a new Patreon this week. And we did. Do a couple hits by none other Jessica Simpson. We reviewed the first episode of Newlyweds, and it was a blast reliving that nostalgia. So, guys, go to our Patreon page, patreon.com, patreon.com/twojudgygirls to join for only $5 a month. It helps support us in this podcast, and maybe, you know, we'll be able to get out there live on the road one day.
One day. But yeah, it was really fun. Mary, this is the most fun, guys, in the couple of years that we've done, this is the most animated I've seen Mary about something. So just know, like, no, in the best way though. It was amazing. I loved it so much. Like going through memory lane with you, like down memory lane. That was just,
it was my senior year. It was so fun.
It was so fun. So we definitely recommend checking that out. Okay, but I also, okay, on top of the four Bravo shows, well, let's be honest, Four Housewives Below Deck, besides having that this week, 90 Day Fiancé also premiered.
There's just so much going on.
And it's like, that's a 2-hour block. Like, it was so hard. Like, to watch everything is so difficult. And then it's like, Friday nights I have Love After Lockup. What am I supposed to do? Of course I have to watch it.
And you basically don't leave your house anymore, do you? Just for work?
No, because, well, first off, actually, I had a very out weekend, okay? I went to dinner in a bar and had a few hours out on Friday night, too.
Ooh, okay. Girl.
And I went to a rooftop bar and dinner on Saturday night, too. And I hiked, and I had a very productive weekend. Regardless of, I always find time for my TV, though.
Absolutely.
Because I'm a trash human being, and I need to watch my trash television. I also made a new discovery that Love Island is now has an Australia version, Love Island Australia, and it is on Hulu. And you guys, it is just as good as the UK one.
Are the people very good looking?
Oh, they're so good looking. I mean, I have... a couple of group chats, like one of them is like this challenge group chat, and it's also a Love Island group chat. Mm-hmm. And I just wrote, you need to watch Love Island Australia. It's on Hulu streaming. Like, talk to me after you've watched one episode. And all of them watched. They're like, this is the best thing ever.
Mm. Sounds like I have a Sunday activity on my hands.
I mean, you should start with UK though.
Okay. Oh, there's just too much going on.
I know. How are we supposed to do everything?
I don't know.
We find a way.
We do.
We find a way.
Let's talk a little bit about Below Deck this week.
I'm just about this.
You're like, bored.
No, I'm not bored. It's actually, I got to tell you, like, in my list of shows that I watch, like, I'm okay with having Below Deck. That's fine. You know, I fell asleep to this episode, and then I woke up and watched the rest of it the next morning. But, like, Abby is just too weird for me. I can't get behind her.
So I may have read that she was already married.
So I believe they got married after the fact.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, this whole thing is weird. She said they never said I love you, that they had an open relationship. She tried to hook up with Ashton on the bunny pad. And then now they say I love you via text and are getting married.
Mm-hmm.
It seems odd.
I mean, everybody on Below Deck, too, was like, Wait, what?
See, I wouldn't, I like, I thought it was funny. They all were like saying congratulations and that would not come to my mind to congratulate that person. Cause I'd be like, that's fake. That's not true.
So Mary is also a seeker of truth.
I am. It's actually gotten me in a lot of trouble in my personal life because I like can't let things go. And I'm an investigator. I'm a MKEPI and I am a seeker of truth. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
So, I just hate nothing liars. Wrong with, there's nothing wrong with that. But where we would pat it and be like, wow, that's great. And then
I would
talk shit behind their back like a normal person. You're like, I'm going to do it to your face. Which maybe some people appreciate.
Not to your face. Like, I just kind of question what's all happening.
You'd be like, so let me get this straight. Sure. This is the first time you said I love you, and you're not even official, but you're getting married. That seems legit. And then you'd be like, and tell me, how did you get to this point?
I have to analyze it.
And then
I feel like there's a big part of me that does not believe most things that people say. Like, I need evidence.
Okay, so basically you need evidentiary support. You're what?
I'm in the wrong profession. I should have been like a lawyer or like a cop getting the evidence.
I think, you should have been a detective. And listen, there's still time. You and MKE can pair up. And it'd be MMMKE.
I told you about the FBI, right?
What?
The FBI likes to hire former teachers. What if I started becoming an FBI agent?
Hello, Miss Congeniality. Starring Mary Mahoney. It's like I'm getting HBO.
Oh my God, so good. And Leah Locken was in that.
Yeah, it all comes full circle.
It comes back. It always comes back to Bravo.
Which, listen, but we're going to start branching out, I think.
Maybe.
I've just made that decision right now.
No, I've been thinking about it. I'm just really pissed about this event that's happening on November 15th.
Oh, Voldemort?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Let's also just like update people about MKE and Jim Edmonds. Apparently she's saying like he hasn't asked about the kids. He hasn't seen the kids. He posted on his Instagram this week like he's trying to get into that new house. Like told the builders like we better get this done immediately.
And now he's posting photos of the kids on his story.
And so, okay, this is where my questioning comes in. He posted that, like, shark thing of his kid in the shark thing. And I'm like, he's trying to pretend like that's Halloween. But we don't know if that's actually Halloween. It might just be, like, costume.
Oh,
well, I know that's what
okay, I guess thinking. I guess I glanced at it and kind of thought it was one of those shark towels after a bath.
Oh, so to me, I was like, oh, he's trying to pretend that he took him out on Halloween.
Seeker of truth.
Yeah, seeker of truth.
I just was like, oh, okay. He gave the kid a bath and his lawyer told him to post photos as if he hangs out with his kids.
Yeah.
And you know what? Keep it off the gram. I mean, keep it on the gram for us, but like for your own personal self, keep it off the gram. And then he was trying to make things right. He's like, I'm going to make my, because I think after we had talked about it last week, it was like, oh, I'm going to make things right with my family. And then Megan released an article being like, how can he put words in my mouth? He did this. It's done. Us Weekly getting the scoop.
They really are. And I wish I still got hard copies of them. It's kind of fun to like page through. But it's just like I need them daily then to come to my house. I want to be up to date.
Yeah. I guess you could go on the internet.
No, I know. It's not the same.
Maybe you need to get an iPad to where you can swipe with your finger so it feels like you're turning a page.
But it's just, it's not the same.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. And did you feel that when you saw the Jessica Simpson Us Weeklies as well? Yes. Yeah. I love those. Or when you used to get your nails done more often. Or I just would think I used to have magazine subscriptions that would always come. Mm-hmm. And when I worked in PR, they would come every week. And so I'd get to go through them.
So fun.
And you could do it for free. It was lovely, 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 lovely. Is there anything else you really want to touch on about like Below Deck?
You guys, we will be talking about Atlanta, Orange County, New Jersey, and Dallas. So before we head into those, let me tell you about our sponsor this week. It is Native Deodorant. You guys need to check it out. It truly works. It's amazing because it's an aluminum-free deodorant. And, you don't have to sacrifice smelling or sweating with this, okay? People love it. It has over 9,000 five-star reviews. It's been on The Today Show, Pop Sugar, Elle Magazine. It is awesome.
Craig's armpits.
Craig wears it. I've seen the ads, okay? But buy it from us, okay?
He's got enough money from his pillows.
We need it more than Craig, okay? And you guys can go to nativedeodorant.com. That's NativeDeodorant.com. Use promo code TJG and you will get 20% off your first purchase. That's nativedeodorant.com. 20% off first purchase. TJG. What scent do you use, Court?
I use the coconut vanilla.
Yes, I do as well, but I need to branch out. I want to try the lavender rose, and I just we predict that Craig is cucumber mint.
Yeah, and I would stick my nose in his pit to smell it and confirm, but I can't because I wasn't invited.
But maybe you guys could smell his pits for us.
Yes, if you are attending Voldemort, just stick your nose in his pit and tell him that.
And it will smell.
You can tell.
It will smell. Yeah. You can be like, I know what you use, native deodorant. And it's aluminum free. It smells great. And it keeps you from not sweating.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period. When I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates. with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Allo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code TJG. allomoves.com, code TJG.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Okay, probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, where do we start? Do we want to go chronologically? Do we want to go with our favorite?
Let's start Atlanta. Okay. I felt like it was like an underwhelming opener and I just felt like it was a baby parade to me.
This was so much better than any episode of OC this season.
Okay.
Any episode of Dallas, to be honest. Atlanta always brings it for me.
Okay. I will and say Ava looked beautiful with child. She's a beautiful pregnant person.
She's stunning. I mean, she was basically pregnant all of last season too. Or the season before.
I feel like she looks she's really good.
Atlanta is one of the most beautiful casts. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's like, and Kenya coming back, I loved Kenya because Kenya, so somebody in the jury asked this great question and it was like, what person on the shows is like the villain, but the villain you like love to hate that you enjoy them on, you know, like you have like remote, like I say Tamara, we hate to hate her, right? Mm-hmm. But like Kenya is somebody who's been a villain on this show that I love to hate in the sense.
But do you think she will rise to the top this season?
Yeah, I have to say I really enjoyed that. So Nene got in trouble, basically something happened and she's banned from like the first 3 episodes showing up. And so it was a breath of fresh air to see Kenya back, no Nene. I felt that the girls...
It's like, who is the head honcho?
Well, so that's the thing, though, is I felt like with Nene missing, I think Candy is, by the way, but I thought with Nene missing that they're actually all on the same playing field.
Okay. Well, it was, it's really sweet to have like Kenya and Portia really kind of going through such a similar experience. She doesn't know, except Kenya doesn't know her husband's cheating yet. But you can like feel they have this true bond just having the babies around the same time and really like embracing motherhood. And gosh, poor Portia. She is just so sad.
I cried. I cried.
That's got to be
I can only imagine postpartum, and then you're also dealing, you can tell she's clearly going through postpartum, right? She's got all these hormones everywhere. And then on top of that, to have a cheating scandal, like I felt so horrible. And I got to say, she still looks stunning.
Wait, and what about like the, with the animal stuff?
What?
Like, didn't they were saying like some bestiality?
I don't know, because then they like cut to a scene where they were showing Dennis like trying to find like Portia's tail or something. I don't know.
Like, he's into like watching animal sex or like sex with ant people. I don't know. People having sex with animals?
I don't know. He is the hot dog king, so maybe he did something to those pigs first.
He like grosses me out.
Yeah, I can
like,
see
Kenny's
that.
Like Kenny's husband's hot. Mr. Daly.
Okay. Mr. Daly.
Cynthia's future husband's hot.
Mike Hill. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think there's something weird about, like, I don't know. I can't even put my words into thoughts right, or my thoughts into words right now. I just think that welcoming Atlanta back, Atlanta just seems that they all get along truly.
Yeah, they're friends, like, outside, too.
Yeah, which
kind of like a Roni vibe.
Yeah, which makes a cast work, though. And so that's why I think when Nene's in there, it doesn't work, because she maybe talks to Cynthia. And I just want to say, Nene, you're not that great.
Yeah, you might be done.
She should be off the show after what she did with producers the last season. She should be off the show. Like, we shouldn't be condoning this violence.
Abusive behavior.
Yeah, exactly. But I thought the premiere the Barbie party, I thought that was cute. And it's just so, like, you're so right. It's so interesting to see the dynamic shift to these kids now.
Yeah, and even, like, I love the whole, like, the Candy surrogate story and her son thinking that you just go pick up a baby at the baby store.
Okay, Ace is so freaking cute, man.
I felt like, though, we were just kind of, like, getting a reintroduction.
Well, it was episode one.
Yeah, exactly. No, but the trailer, I got some goosebumps.
Did you? What about?
What's the deal with Candy and her husband?
What do you mean?
I feel like there's gonna be some fighting there. And then obviously we find out about Kenya's husband, like in his secret life, double life, aka like living in New York.
And then we also met Sincerely.
Which is a great name.
And it's always interesting too when they show like a vlog or, you know, they kind of break that fourth wall, you know?
I love that because it's like it needed to be said. Like, this is all over the internet. Like, we got to talk about it. And they did that in New Jersey. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, it's also like we need you to show us the research because a lot of people that watch the show aren't as crazy as we are and always deep dive, like, what happened? You know? So it's nice to see it like all shown so that we can all be on the same page across the board. Yeah. And I thought it was funny though that she came to OLG and they were like, who invited, like, and then Kenya was like, I'm going to be the one to spill the tea at the birthday party, even though she wasn't even there.
I know. But also I felt like she was telling, like, she's giving positive tea, you know,
right.
they were trying to say like, don't worry. We talked to that Sincerely girl. They've never even met, you know? And she's like, well, I know other people.
I'm here for the Portia and Kenya team up of twirl and swirl. I don't know what they're calling themselves. I don't know, but she wrote it on a article or on an Instagram, and I think that
just
this is a team up that we
with the wind fabulous.
Yeah, I'm excited for them. I'm excited for this season.
Okay, we'll be tuning in as we drop Orange County.
It's just watching let's just go into Orange County because watching Orange County this week, it's so, I mean,
no, this
I felt
good.
Well, right, but I felt good that there was a Tamra takedown, except that we know what's happening in real time. So it's not as...
What is happening in real time?
Well, it's like Bronwyn is best friends with Tamra. Gina's best friends with Tamra.
Gina defending Tamra on Watch What Happens Live last night. In the poll, it was like everyone else, like 94%.
92.
Yeah. Was like against her. And then Gina's like, well, guys, she's like a really good girl.
Yeah, she's just like misunderstood in editing. It's like, shut up, Gina. She will turn on you too. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the producers are playing her. I think our band Tamra might be working.
But, well, so the reunion's actually taping this
Friday,
week.
Friday.
And my hope is that Andy goes in on them, like goes in on Tamra, because it's just, it doesn't, if this is going to be like how it is next season, I really will not watch.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. We're taking a stand. Okay, let's kind of just jump into it. Kelly is giving chicken noodle soup to her dogs. It's all organic, though. And that's how she knows, like, that's how she can relate to Steve, because that's how it must feel taking care of Vicky.
The geriatric dog. I mean, Kelly is so funny.
I loved, like, Jolie here, though. She's like, I wouldn't go to that party then. You're like, don't go, Mom.
Yeah.
And then I liked her advice of, you should call your friend Monday because everyone hates a Monday.
And Jolie's like, your jokes are so dumb. They're so 5 years ago. She's like, shut up, Jolie. Like, Jolie keeps her in line, and I really appreciate that.
I agree. I did love the Gina sit down with the therapist because, I mean, I would be in this exact same position, I feel like, if this happened to me.
I guess for me is I'm not a – so, again, I want Gina to succeed just, like, off the show. Like, when Portia – we watched Portia go through a really hard time, and I was compelled to that, right? Like, I got tears in my eyes, too. I cried a little because, like, we have so much history with Portia. When Gia on New Jersey was talking and, like, we have so much history with them, like, I cried with Gina. I'm like, you need to get off the show and honestly take care of yourself because –
I think it's just, has a very relatable story, though. Her husband's begging to come back. She doesn't know if she can trust him. She feels selfish because she's a female, and she's like, I want to keep my family together, but like, I'm scared to leave him. I'm scared to stay with him. Like, and then she also doesn't want to get him angry, and she says that, and we know what happens.
Right. No, I agree. I think it's a relatable storyline. I just am not there with Gina. And I think she's so in deep with what we're seeing that I think she actually needs to be off the show to take care of things is what I'm saying. Oh, like,
I really enjoy watching it.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I mean, I'm not saying that I don't know. I can't get into Gina because it really makes me mad how she's abandoning Emily.
Yeah, no, that's like another side story. Kelly went over to Emily's house today. Emily just got her hip replaced, so I feel like that will be interesting with her filming at the reunion. She's like using a walker. How she's going to clean up for it. She's not going to feel
her rest. I also just want to say, I want to post like an Emily appreciation post. First off, I thought she looked so freaking hot on that paddleboard.
She got a nice ass.
Because I had turned it on before I put like the recording on. So it was like another viewing of the episode. And I was like, oh, is that Kelly? And then it was Emily. And I thought, she looks fantastic. Like, she really does. I know she's feeling down about herself. You know, and we had to see that.
Like and Shane that actually, pushing bread on her and ordering an appetizer or fries and then not agreeing to go to couples therapy. Mm-hmm. That?
Yeah.
The date night?
Yeah. That. Yeah, the lovely date night. I really think Emily is so genuine, and that is someone I want.
I just, like, wonder why she wants to stay. Like, what makes her love Shane? Because she's really fighting for this marriage.
Do you think she's fighting for his family?
Like, she loves Perry. But I feel like he would be the type of person that would be... just like kind of leave and kind of do his own thing, and she would do most of the heavy lifting.
Yeah, but I think maybe she just feels that her parents might have been divorced. I don't know. Who knows why she, I mean, what don't we see?
Well, then I was thinking, okay, so they've been married for 10 years. Their daughter is only, isn't she like six or, she looks to me about six or seven.
Yeah, I think it was they celebrated her sixth or seventh. But she had a hard time conceiving. Right.
So I don't think it was for 4 years of lack of trying.
No. I remember that. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We've gone a long road together.
Yeah. And I also think, honestly, for all these relationships, like when they put them on camera.
Oh, yeah.
I think things change, you know, like you either grow together, or you grow apart. And I think that's why we see so many divorces.
Like Bronwyn and Sean are growing together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would even say like Tamara and Eddie, but Tamara and Simon were not.
Right. Right.
You know, so it's just it's interesting. And I think it takes a lot of work to keep it together.
I agree. And I thought it was interesting, like speaking of divorces, like David and Shannon, I thought it was interesting that Sophie doesn't seem to stay at her dad's house.
That was so interesting to me. So Shannon said she's going to go visit Babe while they're 1 week with David. And Sophie said, you know, I don't do that. So I'm assuming she's just basically has picked Shannon's side, has no relationship with her dad.
Yeah, maybe.
And I wonder if the twins are, because I don't know at what age. Well, and with custody battles too, I don't know at what age that you actually don't have to go.
I think at 12, you can start to decide. You have more of a say.
Interesting.
It's like middle school.
Interesting.
You know what? I love Shannon's parenting style. Like, I am watching them like hawks right now. Like, the breathalyzer, the drug testing. She's trying to keep
She's my
girls.
Mom.
Oh, this is... I was so freaking scared of my mom. Like...
Me too.
Yeah. Like, my mom... Yeah. Yeah.
My mom would travel a lot, and she would leave my best friend and I to basically kind of watch each other. Because she would travel, like, for work. And we had, like, you know... There were adults around, but it was for the most part, we would watch each other. We would be together and we would be for right. People would be like, oh, you should throw a party at your house. I'd be like, absolutely not. My mom will kill me.
Do you know who my mother is?
Like, I would be like, oh, she would be the one to pull out a drug test and be like, pee on this. And I'm like, Mom, I've literally never had a sip of. I remember she found like a journal one time that I said, I had one beer. I was so drunk. And she grounded me for a month, and I was like, I'll never drink again.
That's good, though. You got to instill fear.
I was freaking scared shitless, man.
Good.
Like, it was frightening, but also it just cracked me up, like, watching this with Shannon. Because she does – I do really appreciate the relationship. Like, she has a good relationship with her girls.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that one of the twins is trouble.
I mean, they're pretty funny about it. They're like, well, we can't trust that one.
Yeah. Okay, so then we also have a meeting where after Kelly was talking with Jolie, she goes to meet Shannon and Tamara, who are going to like have a sit down with her about joking about going to Vicky's funeral.
Okay, I loved this like car interaction because Tamara is basically playing both sides in the car, and you can see in Shannon's eyes like, where are you going with this? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you want to come at her, but then at the same time you want to be on her team. Like, I feel like Shannon was confused in this situation. Did you feel like that?
But not only that, and then Tamara would be like, okay, you bring it up.
Mm-hmm. Always stirring the pot.
Well, and then what was interesting, I mean, and I was so on Kelly's side when she was like, that's a joke. They're like, I don't think you should joke about death. And Kelly's like, they don't understand my humor. I'm like, no, they do. They just want to stir the pot because they think they're creating drama.
Yeah.
And they were saying too, Kelly, you're on the wrong side. You're on the wrong side. I'm like, no, Shannon, you're on the wrong side. Mm-hmm.
And then I did love when they like brought up the lawsuit and Kelly's like, why would you bring up that lawsuit? Like, that's like a pending case. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I loved that because I felt like that was like breaking down that fourth wall too. Like, this is real shit that I could get in a lot of trouble for and like, I'm going to be paying lawyers. Maybe I'm going to have to pay this woman. Like, why would you bring that up on camera?
Well, not only that, it really pissed me off too when they were like, Bronwyn did it. And she was the one that asked. And I thank God for the editors who multiple times showed that it was Tamara or Shannon said, Tamara brought up. Uh-huh. And you could see the, you could almost see the look of fear on Tamara's face where she was like, don't say my, like, don't put my name with it. It pissed me off how they went after Bronwyn, and basically Tamra just shouted to be the louder voice until Kelly hung up.
No, but I also felt like Tamra, like, spoke with such conviction. Like, no, she's so full of shit. She's the one that told everyone mm-hmm. about the Brian thing. Like, no, no, she's two-faced, blah, 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 blah. And I just, I felt so bad for Bronwyn in this situation. I was like...
Yeah.
This is like the new girl. And I love that Emily was like, you cannot back down to them. I will go there and help you. Like, I know exactly what was said, but don't let these women walk over you.
Yeah. Well, and it's just a shame, too, because, again, for weeks I keep defending Shannon, being like, okay, just get rid of the other two. What are they called?
The Trace Amigas.
Thank you. I couldn't think of what the word was. Get rid of Tamra and Vicky. Shannon's okay. But in this instance, I was thinking, Shannon, you're just as bad.
Right. No, she gets in on it. And we kind of that, I love how it kind of turned on Shannon at Sea Legs.
Oh, I love that. Also, my mom loves Sea Legs.
Oh, she goes there?
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Does she like go and try to find handsome guys at the bar with Shannon? She always spots them.
No, but this Sea Legs isn't, it's not by, it's in like a shopping center.
I feel like everything in Orange County is.
No, but this one is in a Walmart. There's a Walmart, and a Big Lots. Yeah. And then it's kind of this standalone in the parking lot. It's a very interesting location. But they also have some beach locations too, and they do concerts in the sand there during the summer.
Great. Sounds like a fun place.
Yeah, it's fine. Anyways, but
okay. So just, then the four girls, Bronwyn, Kelly, yeah. Shannon, and Emily, they all sit down and the truth finally comes out. Kelly finally realizes that Tamra is the one that started the train rumor.
And then when she just, you're so right. When she just dropped that truth bomb on Shannon, she's like, oh, she was talking shit on you. And Shannon's like, me?
Yeah.
And I always want to say, if they're talking, if people are eager to talk shit with you, they're eager to talk shit about you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love how she's like, whoa, oh, when they like did the flashback in,
mm-hmm. To the day before.
Tamara's like, Kelly's like, I'm sick of Shannon calling me at 3 a.m. wasted. And Tamara's like, oh, well, you should call her out on that. Like, you could bring that up. And yeah. How she kisses guys, you should bring that up too. And how she's gained weight, talk about that too.
And then with Shannon, was like, I haven't told anyone I've gained weight.
But Tamra.
How would she know? It's like, remember when she spread the rumor about your divorce? Like, how do you not get it?
No, and then I love that she called all of them and Tamra wanted Gina, Kelly, and Tamra to room together. Like, so manipulative. And then even she said there was nothing wrong with the hitting of the head. Like,
okay,
she made the video that she sent.
The video that she sent, though, is one of those, like, I've seen that video plenty of times and it cracked me up. And it just was like, yeah, Tamra did that because she knows how to get into their, like, neuroses, but she's taking care of you. But she's also going to tell you, you have a concussion, you probably have spinal fluid. So let me be the caretaker and take you to the hospital, but also you should sue Kelly.
Totally. And even just like the Gina and Emily, the pity date thing. She's like, oh, she was pity dating you? Like, I can't believe she would do such a thing. Just like making the situation worse. Not like defending Emily by any means. And she can't stand Emily. Why is she so mean to Emily?
She brought her in. Emily was her party planner.
She's brought in a lot of people. Heather DeBro.
That was Tamra?
Yeah, because she's like showing her a piece of real estate.
Oh, God, right, when she's a real estate agent.
Remember how they would, like, do really awkward introductions, and they, like, didn't know the people at all? How did they introduce Peggy? Like, 100th housewife Peggy.
No, I know. I'm trying to think. I don't... God, someone's yelling at us right now.
It was only 2 seasons ago. That was, like,
an... No!
Yes, it was the season of, like, the quiet woman and Kelly on the glass.
No!
Yes, and, like, the... Yes.
I don't think so.
I'm positive. It was only, like, not last season, the season before. And, like, Lydia was on it.
Peggy and Lydia were on the same season?
Yeah. Google it.
What?
Google it.
No, I mean, I believe you.
So, yeah, basically, at this, it was like everything came to light. Ah, Tamara's two-faced. and we found out she's a snake. And as Emily said, it's never going to stop. It's who she is. Tamara the snake, Vicky the pig. Dun, dun, dun. And they'll come up with an excuse for anything.
I just am.
I'm excited.
I just really want Tamara to get her comeuppance. And I hope something happens at the reunion.
Is she going to that thing that we're not talking about? I know Vicky is. I wonder if Tamara's going.
I know Kelly is.
Oh, you guys, I assume Kelly and Sonia are coming to San Francisco January 17th, and you better bet your bottom dollar I'll be there.
Well, I hope you better buy a ticket.
Well, you know how I am.
I'm just kidding. I'm just making a joke. I know. Yeah, you have to go to that.
Yeah, no, I'll be there. Don't worry. I think it's a 3-day weekend.
I mean, do I think that Tamara is going? Absolutely, because I think that Shannon, Tamara, it'll be interesting to see what happens after the reunion, but I think Shannon, Tamara, and Vicky will try to see if they can do, like, you know, they wanted to go on tour together.
Right. It's all
they'll try to do something with that.
Retirement funds or
is what I see.
Something.
Ideally, okay, here's what I would really love for the people going to Voldemort is if Tamara, Shannon, and Vicky are on some panel. Don't go.
Yeah.
No, but what I mean is you have to make some sort of statement, right? That
does anyone still like her? I feel like we need to get a Tamara supporter. So
Gina does. Other side.
No, but not
Gina
people
supports her.
Affiliated.
Listen, you can come to us in confidence in a DM or an email. We will not chastise you. We understand people have differing opinions. But if you are a Tamara fan, please DM us and tell us why.
Yeah.
And we mean that with, like, all sincerity. Like, I really would love to know why people are Tamara fans.
Especially after this episode.
Right.
Okay. Let's go to the Garden State.
Okay. I loved it.
I cried.
New Jersey is back. Now, here's the thing. Jennifer's in her second season. She thinks she's hot shit. Mm-hmm.
She looks good. You know, I would love some liposuction as well. If you would like me to do an influencer post and fly me out to New Jersey and take 20 pounds out, I'm there.
No.
Damn it.
I don't think her work looks that great.
I do. She looks good.
I just thought the outfit she chose for her party was a bad choice.
She has horrible fashion. She wears capri pants.
I know, but I just didn't think it was a flattering look on her for someone who had just gotten liposuction.
Well, she's healing. It's probably swollen.
Sure. And I feel I have weird feelings about her ever since the DM she sent us.
Oh, tell everyone.
Okay. So she sent us a so a lot of you saw the video of her, like, dancing to Lizzo in a hotel room. She sent us that video and asked us to post that in our stories. Not one person, like, no Bravo person has ever asked us to post a story of them, like, pretending they didn't know a camera was on. Like, somebody might have said, like, hey, can you help promote this or something, but for the most part, like, nobody's ever done that. It was so off-putting to me.
It was really embarrassing.
It just was weird because I think we're pretty authentic in what we post.
So clearly we wouldn't post that.
Well, just it was the whole thing was weird. Like, why would we post that? No. I mean, I don't know. It put a weird taste in my mouth to ask us to post in our stories. And I think I'm curious, too, if she, like, what her part is in Jersey, because I don't know who's talking to her right now, because she's like, you're going to love the season. Like, she's just letting us know without us asking. She's DM'd
she's
that to us as well.
She's on her second season high horse, thinking she's hot shit. Teresa Soldier. So
Team Jackie.
Yeah.
I really like Jackie.
She's very
And I think she fits in.
We liked her last year.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, I think when you look at Jennifer and you look at Jackie, that I'm like, Jackie fits in with the group. You can tell she hangs out with these people. And Jennifer is just like, okay, I had one season. I did pretty well on it. And I'm just going to walk into the second season like I own it.
I do love that they are giving these people two seasons, though. Like, Jean and Emily, they got the two seasons. Jackie in Jennifer two seasons, because I don't think they were like overwhelmingly like fan favorites and like immediately fit in by any means. But it's interesting to continue the story.
So yeah. Bravo. I mean, does Jennifer, does Jennifer fall into the category of a villain you love to hate?
So I didn't know whose side I was on in this fight because it was kind of a weak excuse. Like, I'm a comedian, I'm a jokester, like I was just doing impersonations, no harm, no foul. You also wrote an entire article about my children last year that you put out in the press.
But drop it.
Is the difference? And no, but I felt like Jackie, like she did go up and apologize to her, and Jackie was not taking the apology. And Jennifer even said, she's like, I didn't post it. I mean, yeah, I was doing it. I knew I was getting video probably. Like, everyone just, we were being funny, having drinks. Like, get the stick out of your ass.
But I just think that Jennifer, though, like, overreacts. So then when she, like, made a scene at the party.
Oh, she got ghetto. She got Jersey girl.
She went Jersey, full Jersey. It was so strange. But it was so strange because I thought, this is taking it up a notch where it doesn't need to go, and this is your own event.
Also, remember when Jennifer, like, pretended that she never left her children, she's never been on a girls' trip, and she was, like, this amazing mother that never left the house, and it feels like she's completely done a 360 and loves herself.
Well, it seems that she's done damage control with her husband. Because I think that he wasn't so well-liked last season, so now he's a huge family man, and he comes out, and he treats me so special because he just calls me to remind me it's my time to do my Botox. What a sweetheart.
Just being a doctor's wife.
Yeah. I mean, again, I'll watch it, but it needs to be like an authentic fight. Does that make sense?
I feel like it is. I feel like it's the fight is that Jackie can't drop it. I'm kind of, I think, team, I hate to say it.
Ooh.
I think I'm team Jennifer on this one.
Okay. That's fine.
I like Jackie more.
Yeah. Okay, I agree on that. I'll give you that. Okay. I wish that Jennifer handles things, like, would handle things better.
Yeah, she's trash.
Yeah. I just want her to be, you know, if she was more likable. It's always, never pick Teresa's side.
No, but I can understand why you'd want to.
Yeah, but I just think, my thought would always be like, no, go to Melissa.
Melissa is the voice of reason. We also.
Oh, yeah. Big news.
This week.
Today.
Jacqueline Larita.
Oh, no. I was going to say how Melissa announced on a show that she's pregnant. Whoa. And then was like, pregnant with the show.
Wait, what?
So a juror posted in The Jury Speaks that she was watching an interview with Melissa, and Melissa basically let it slip that she was pregnant and then just tried to cover it up saying she was pregnant with the show. Like the show was her baby.
Oh, okay. So she might be
pregnant. So I think she's actually pregnant.
Interesting. Okay. No, okay. I was talking about how basically, like, Jacqueline Larita?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Who used to be best friends with Teresa, basically released this podcast, like, bashing her this week, saying there was infidelity on both sides before all of this went down.
What podcast? She has her own podcast?
Yes.
And or did she go on, like, Caroline's or something?
No. I think she has her own podcast. They moved to Las Vegas, I believe.
They did. They don't live in Jersey?
No. They moved to Las Vegas.
What?
Yeah. I think they're having a lot of
hardships. That's where they first met.
I think they're having a lot of hardships.
BLK fell through.
BLK, the water line. Which I love when people send us posts that they find it at Ross.
It's always Ross or TJ Maxx or Marshalls. Mm-hmm. Oh, she does have a podcast. Okay.
Mm. And so
I'm just looking.
Yeah. So she basically apparently it's pretty good. I didn't have time to listen yet, but
it's called The Look Over Ladies. If you would like, why did I move to Las Vegas? Wow. Yep. Okay. Interesting.
Just rips Teresa and does not take the high road.
okay, I feel like we need to listen to this.
Yeah, I think it's worthwhile. And then, like, she posted this picture today. Like, look at her Instagram stories.
It's so mean. I saw
it. Behold the most beautifulest eyes. And it's, like, Teresa in jail looking like crap.
Is it from jail? I thought it was just, like, a bad photo.
Oh, my God. I thought it was a jail photo. Because her teeth.
Yeah, no, I mean, it could be. She's clearly, like, she's not wearing any makeup or anything, but it's just funny. Like, what I love about this cast, too, is, like, there's no love lost. Like, you know, in the special where she was like, yeah, Caroline's the rat. Like, she's a snitch. And you're like, whoa, okay. These rivers run deep here of how much hate there is.
So good.
But that's why I'm like, always, if you are new on the cast, don't go to Teresa. I understand she's the star of the show, but they will never get rid of Melissa because of Teresa. She said
that they, like, do not have a good relationship at all. And it's just, like, all fake.
Oh, that Melissa and Teresa? Mm-hmm. I totally get that. Melissa, like, just has to keep things at bay. Because Teresa's one of those people where you can't reason with her.
No, but I think she's going to bring it this season. I feel like last season she was kind of comatose, Xanax. This season she's like no holds bar. This is like she got her. This is how Teresa got her groove back.
Teresa's been getting her groove back for seasons, though. I mean, am I watching? Of course I am. And do I really want to see Melissa's storyline being about having another baby? No, I don't.
Well, it would be really funny if she's actually pregnant. Because I thought that was a fake storyline.
I agree. There's just something that, like, I can't stop staring at Melissa. She's so stunning.
She's gorgeous.
She's one of, like, the most. Up. Yeah, that's one of the best glow ups ever. And she's just stunning. I still can't decide if she loves Joe.
I think she does. Okay. I thought that was, like, such, like, a modern family, like. Everyone came home from work, having the sushi, like, getting takeout. Kids are just waiting for food to arrive.
They're gaming.
Yeah, on their cell phones.
Yeah. I mean, I hope they're. Sometimes, at least in her first season, I always felt that she kind of thought, like, she could do more.
I agree with that.
Or do better. So maybe, and maybe it doesn't feel that way. I just have never been able to shake that.
I agree with that.
Once she was on display, you know?
On display. So they did not start off with taglines, but we can read them to you because we know them.
Oh, wow. If you can't take the truth, sue me. That's Margaret.
So who's suing her? Oh, is it because, like, her business is getting sued?
Yeah, I feel like that's, like, a
fact.
Maybe.
Okay. This is Dolores. Behind every strong man is a stronger Jersey girl. Which, you guys, I freaking loved the whole Frankie, Frank, David.
Talk about a modern family.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I love that David finally went on camera.
I agree. I was thinking, is this a different David than the first one we met? Because I remember him having a bald head.
Well, I think he was trying to cover that up with the cap. I noticed the cap. He also did look very tired. And did you know, I love how he, like, hugged Frankie Jr., gave Frank Sr. a good, like, man hug too. And then, like, him and Dolores had an awkward kiss.
But I really do like the relationship. It's just always funny because, like, Dolores still, even in her tagline, still makes it about the men in her life.
She's a true Italian Catholic saint.
She is, and I do love the relationship that they've all built, because I love that she's like, I know I said I'd move out, but I didn't.
They're all under the same roof. They are currently building David's new home. I mean,
I love it so much. I love when Frankie, like, comes down to, yeah, and he, like, is going to leave, and he, like, gives everyone a hug, kind of, like, hits David on the side, like, bye, buddy.
I love you, Mom. And then Frank Sr. is like, hey, we're going to have pizza. You kids going out for ice cream later? Hey, do I look all jacked in this shirt? I don't want to look cute.
She's like, you look cute. And then did you notice that she told David he looked cute?
Oh, I did not notice that. When he walked
in? And then she's like, David, like, oh, you look so cute. I just did that in a very Alexis Schitt's Creek. Like, ew, David. Sorry.
I liked it. I liked that because he kind of seemed made up before.
Dolores is like the Robin of New Jersey to like Robin and Giselle on Potomac, or like the Cynthia, like on Atlanta, like where she's just like, she's just there and she just provides being a good friend.
A loyalist, maybe?
Yeah, like think about like Cynthia. What does Cynthia like really bring within like the drama of anything?
Mm-hmm. She passes.
Like she doesn't. She's just like always, she's just like a good person that's been cast on the show, you know? And Dolores kind of has that whole thing too. She doesn't really have like a ton going on. Right. Actually, she's like Robin too, who Robin's also flipping houses. And I think Cynthia at one point flipped a house or two as well.
There you go. There you go.
So maybe that's what it is. But I just like, you know, Dolores is always just kind of there.
Right. Let's we also going back to Marge. I'm really disappointed about Marge Sr. taking that job in the city.
Marge Sr., what the hell? You were a star, baby.
She's on Less Watch Screen What Time. Happens Live tonight. She's a bartender.
Marge Sr. is?
Yeah, she's the bartender.
Wait, so who is on Watch What Happens Live tonight? It's Marge and who?
That Rappaport.
Oh, Michael Rappaport. Yeah. Interesting that Marge is the guest for the premiere. I think Andy and Bravo really love Marge.
I think her and Tree are going to have some problems this season.
And I actually like that Marge is going up against her. I just really like Marge and Jen. This is actually a good cast, even though I'm not a huge fan of Jennifer. I like this cast.
Jennifer and her infomercial for M Sculpt. Do you think that works? I'm willing to try that as well.
Add it to the list. Okay, let's just finish out the taglines and then we can talk a little bit more. Don't let the minivan fool you. This mom won't roll over for anyone. Which, that's Jackie's. And doesn't, as her being a writer, it's like not, doesn't really make complete sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, are you driving your minivan over somebody? Like, what rolls over?
A minivan with Gina. People were appalled that Gina also had a minivan, which we saw that last season, too. You guys, she only makes 70K, so, yeah.
Also, I think when you have three kids, it's hard to not have...
Yeah, you need that like, third row.
My best friend literally was like, I can't believe I've turned into someone who owns it, but it's so easy. Yeah.
There's space, the bucket seats, come on. We used to fight over the bucket seats.
Oh, yeah.
I had a purple Dodge Caravan growing up.
Purple?
Oh, it's like a light purple. You know that
a
one?
Light, like Porsche's mom's hair?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Exactly like that.
What?
A light purple Dodge Caravan. We got it when I was in fifth grade, and I was like, this is the coolest car. Before that, we had a maroon one with the wood paneling.
Wow. So you have multiple minivans. Two. Wow.
And then they got a Honda Pilot. They're like, our minivan days are over, kids.
I love it. I just don't think the tagline makes sense. Okay.
As I always say, plastic makes perfect. Obviously, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. Mirror, mirror on the wall. I don't think I look 40 at all.
I honestly thought she turned 40 last season.
Me too. I thought she was already 40. Me too. But not as in a bad thing, because most of the housewives, minus I think like who, Gina, they're like all towards 50.
I'm so confused. I feel like, well, I guess there was a birthday party last year. Was it just like to blow out her 30s? Remember that birthday party in the cave?
Yeah.
Teresa wasn't drinking. I did like that, like Teresa's drinking this season. Remember last year she couldn't even eat carrots.
And they're highlighting her drinking
tequila,
this season.
Tequila, seltzer, and a lime.
Mm-hmm. All right, read Teresa's.
If you rub me the wrong way, there'll be no more namaste.
But I think I liked Marge's line better for her. What happened to namaste? It's now nasty.
Yeah. Wait.
I like that.
The pool scene in the contractor? The Tom, the pool guy? She was
What's going on there?
Very much flirting with him. She's like, oh, he runs Hot Blooded. Because Gia's like, why are you not wearing a sweatshirt? It's like snowing outside.
Oh, and Teresa just... I mean, would I watch a reality show of Teresa going out with people and her daughters get to pick who she goes out with? 100%. You can have that idea with, too, Bravo.
With the kids picking. I like that. Like Gia. Gia just I loved that she got her own confessional. And I mean, this moment. So it really, Gia sounds like she was the driving force behind Joe sticking around and going to ICE.
Well, Gia's so level-headed. And it's, again, we've watched her grow up. Yeah. We've watched all this. And it's so nice to see that these people who have crazy parents are so normal. And I'm just so happy because she could have gone like a totally different path and she's got her head on straight. I feel, again, not great at grammar, but you know what? We'll let that go. Right. But I just thought she was so real when she said to Melania too, even like, this is a big year for me. And if this was fit for you, you'd want your dad here too. And her, when she said, you're right, when she talked about him staying in ICE and, you know, she'll never talk to him again.
She said she threatened to not talk to him again. It wouldn't speak to him if he didn't go to ICE. Because basically it sounds like if he left right away to Italy, there was no chance of him getting back. And it sounds like the appeal is still in process, but he stayed there for 5 months. So maybe they gave him some leniency. Or maybe they're like, you know, you have a slim chance, so go, honey.
Or maybe it was, I mean, you know, they have like overcrowding in jails. Maybe that was, they gave him the option, like, you can actually go back if you want. We kind of need this space. I don't know 100%, but it sounds like
horrible. I've just heard the worst things about those facilities.
I can only imagine. Super sad. I can only imagine. I do really like the Giudice girls.
No, and then, and so, like, okay. No one was like, don't worry, I'll do it all. Like, I can do it all for you and Grandpa and Daddy. And I was like, oh my God. I started crying, and Gia started crying. And I was just like,
he just was so sweet.
God, he's missing the prom, he's missing graduation, he's missing her college acceptance. And I love that Gia was like, he should have gotten his citizenship. I don't know. How did they not figure out that shit when Teresa was in jail? Like, get that paperwork done. I guess maybe it was too late.
Well, they're not going to. He was already sentenced at that point.
Yeah.
He was sentenced, and they just allowed them to do their time differently so that the family didn't have to be split up. But, I mean, it's just, how did they not figure it out the whole time?
Yeah.
You know, why didn't his parents do it for him? They did a disservice to him.
Yeah.
You know? So, again, the whole thing is sad, but I really kind of like my dating show idea.
Oh, yeah, I'm down.
Like, each girl picks a date, and she goes out on 4 dates.
The one girl just does not talk.
No, Gabriella has always said she doesn't want to be on the show. She doesn't like it. And Teresa respects that.
Right.
I can't believe Adriana, though, is 9 years old.
We saw her birthed.
Like, we've been watching this show for too long.
Her and Nicholas. Yeah. And they were like boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, it's crazy. And that was the first, those were the first babies, right? Bravo babies?
We think so.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just interesting, too, that they're all kind of tiptoeing around the fact that they think that Teresa is like, they're like, oh, if Teresa says she's not cheating, then I believe my family.
No, I feel like Melissa handled that well. She's like, okay, clearly it's been in the tabloids, but, and Jackie's like, the duck walking?
If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's probably a duck.
I mean, she's calling a spade, but I feel like Melissa was like, you know what? You can't disrespect my sister-in-law like that. And like, I can't be around that kind of talk. Like, she says she's not, so I'm going to take that for what that is. Even though she is banging a 26-year-old that wears backpacks. Right.
And I thought it was like when Marge said, she's like, it's none of my business. Cause Marge's like, yeah, I cheated on my husband with my new husband. Right. So like, I'm not gonna call that out. But I think that the season looks good.
Yeah. No, and then like Danielle. I liked like when Dolores and Teresa sat down, like Teresa admitted, she's like, you know, I'm doing everything I can, it's costing me a fortune, and I'm gonna appeal this, and I just want my girls to know we tried everything to get Daddy to stay.
Mm-hmm. No, I do think she's done a lot of work. I think she's checked out of the marriage completely, but as her kid's dad, she's doing what she can.
Right. Dolores said it.
And so,
you know, she's not in love with Joe right now. Why would you be?
I agree. Why would you be? Anything else for Jersey? I mean, we see that there's a hair pull from Danielle. Danielle blames Margaret for the fact that her relationship ended, which I think you might have done that yourself, Danielle.
Oh my God, she's a psycho.
A psycho. Okay. So, guys, I didn't watch Dallas. I didn't have time.
She got we stuck wanted to make with her sure. landlord. But I watched it.
But, and so I have some questions for you. I want you to give me the high and the low. Your rose and your thorn, if you will.
Well, I don't know if I can exactly do that, but...
Okay.
I really love that they did like the flashback montage at the beginning. And I truly thought the vows were amazing. That priest made the ceremony. And I love when Leanne, like Rich says, I do. And she goes, phew. And then the priest is like, he still has a few opportunities to like back out of this. And then Rich's vows were super sweet. Like he called, like, he's like, you know, we were like, we're the land of misfits. And I'll never be bored with you because it's going to be like I'm married to five different women at the same time. They were very sweet, though. And then, of course, she has to bring up her childhood in it. And her poor mom, she does finally make it. And her mom, like the whole time at the wedding reception, which there was zero food. They had a 5-hour block in between. 7:30 people came back, which everyone changed their outfits. It was like really cool party, like band, DJ, like very Cirque du Soleil, like really cool elements. And like the center mm-hmm. was a huge cake. And then there was like some cheese and ham. They didn't serve now, did a meal. They did not serve a meal.
So they expected everybody to do it in the break. Now, mm-hmm. my question, go ahead.
And then also after the wedding, wait, also, okay, mm-hmm. God, there's a lot of like little highlights that I need to talk about. The priest, at one point during the vows, you have to say, like, may you always see the innocent in my eyes. And, like, the priest was like, I.
Oh, jeez. Now, what I wanted to ask about the party was, did it seem like it was a party or did it seem like it was a wedding reception?
No, it was just, like, a party. I didn't see any speeches or anything like that. She changed her dress. But in between, her and Rich, like, went in her roles to a drive-thru. And she got, like, corn dogs, like, chili cheese. And she's like, ah, this is the first weenie in my mouth since I've been married. Like, she always has to go there, you know? Apparently, yeah. Her tiara was $1.5 million.
Who's giving this to her? What is it, Neil Lane? And she's got some bachelorette deal?
And literally, in Deandra, like, the next day, Carrie's talking. And she's like, there was no food at the wedding. Deandra's like, I guess she couldn't get the food donated.
Point Deandra.
But it did look like a really fun thing. And so, meanwhile...
Did you see Ben and Ronnie?
No, Ben and Ronnie. In the background. I didn't see them. Meanwhile, okay. It was like kind of like a carnival, like, or better than a carnival. Meanwhile... We're watching Deandra and Jeremy do like a food competition.
Oh, like an eating competition?
No, like they both had to make the same, they did a seafood competition. So like they both made like.
This is what Deandra's storyline has come down to.
Yeah. And then like, it was like so embarrassing because he was like, if there's food involved, I know you'll be into it, Deandra. Like Jeremy.
Stop fat shaming her.
I feel like she has like an eating disorder though, like where she crazy binges. Like once she starts eating, she does not stop. Like they did this confessional and she's eating during it and like talking about having like sex with donuts and like, or bringing donuts into the bedroom. Like,
She had 50 of them for her birthday.
That's true. That's true. So, but yeah.
What are you going to do with this?
So you're basically watching the wedding. And then it, like, cuts to Deandra and Jeremy doing their seafood competition. And it turns out Deandra's the better cook. And her prize is Jeremy as dessert.
Nope, don't want to see it.
I think they're cute together. I think they're cute together.
No, I'm not saying that.
Like the part, like, the mom part was, like, really sad. Like, her mom just kind of wanted to take a picture of her. And then her mom... also was like, of course she has to bring up her childhood and how she didn't feel loved. And, you know, she's like, I'm so glad Rich is taking her off my hands.
Well, they're just hands.
I know. I know. And even at the reception, they ran out of water. And at one point, Cam, like, got water from the bathroom.
Oh, how do they run out of water? There's sinks everywhere, aren't there?
I don't know. And then, other highlights were Brandy just, like, talking to her husband about taking in Bruin's biological brother or sister. And basically, like, they're just showing how, like, she wants to do it. And the husband's like, I don't know if we can handle this all. Like, I was
thinking about it. And remember when she adopted this first baby, there was nothing on Instagram until the episode aired.
Oh, so maybe she does.
Remember? Don't you remember? Like, there was all this speculation about a housewife who had adopted a baby and, like, we didn't know who it was. And then until the season aired, like, we still didn't know that it was, you know, there people had said, like, oh, I saw, like, Brandy with the baby or something like that. But there was, like, no photographic evidence until we found out on the season. So I'm wondering.
Maybe. But, I mean, basically the husband was really like, you know, I'm just wondering if we can handle it all. And, you know, I was the oldest of four and my mom kind of, you know,
Too busy.
Yeah, too busy with all the other babies. And then we're officially going to Thailand, and that, like, had that all connected because Stephanie's husband's going to check out the law care business and her and the father-in-law.
Is she rescuing the dad? Yeah,
that kind of thing. And then we will also have his midlife crisis party, which he invited 600 people to. They talked a little bit about ping pong shows, and Stephanie acted like she had never seen one, been to one, heard of one.
Interesting. Oh, sorry. So Travis is having the midlife crisis party.
Right, for his 50th.
And that was, I believe we saw, it was like kind of college themed.
No, that was
a different party.
I think it's going to be next week, and Deandra shows up as Mama D and gets wasted. Oh. And it looks like she's wearing like one of those Madonna bras and like shows her boobs. And Leanne's like, I'm so sick of her getting drunk and embarrassing herself.
What does Leanne care?
Leanne, you done, honey. You done. This wedding episode was only 30 minutes. The first 30 minutes was the wedding.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Usually it's like season buildup. Like they still have a whole season left. Yeah.
Stephanie has a new confessional look. It's like this bang wig. I wasn't really into it. And then we just continue to see Carrie and Eduardo have awkward dinners together because they don't like each other. And Carrie is just trying to figure out how to make some money so she can leave him. I mean, this was a very uncomfortable housewife dinner. Like, she was like, I don't care about your mother and her walking trip. Like, you're not listening to me. Like, I want to talk about my business. And he's like, it only seems like you want to talk about what you want to talk about, blah, 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 blah. There's just a major power struggle, and he has the power because he controls the finances.
It's interesting, though, because they've been married for a long time, right? Like, at least 10 years. So it's just, I mean, she's just been looking for a way out, I guess. It's so strange to me to go on this. I mean, I guess it makes sense, but it seems like it's such a sacrifice to go on this show to show how bad your marriage is.
No, but I feel she's got to be getting like 70K for it, so maybe it's worth it.
70K.
That's genius. Never forget.
Yeah. No, I mean, it just seems like, is it worth putting yourself through this, though, to get the money? I guess so.
I mean, she's looking for a way. I feel like most of these people, they're just looking for a way out.
I think she really needs to get together with Lynn Curtin, go on tour, sell those cuffs, and there's jewelry. Luann can do statement necklaces.
They've got a business. I feel like BravoCon is going to be just that kind of business.
It'll be interesting to see.
I mean,
what did you say?
Whoops.
Oh, wow. Anything else on Dallas?
No, you should definitely, when you have, go back and watch it. I did enjoy it. The vows were very sweet.
Isn't it funny, the one episode I miss is like the one episode that's actually been good this season.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Okay, so I'm going to answer a couple of questions from our Patreon. I'm sorry we forgot to do this last week, but we're back this week. So I will ask you, Mary. This is from Jenny, and Jenny asks, if you could Freaky Friday with any housewife, who would it be?
Probably pick Kyle.
Okay.
I feel like Mauricio would be nice to sleep a night with in his bed in that beautiful home.
Okay.
Who would you do?
I think I'm going Ramona. But I want Ramona on a night out.
Okay. Yeah, totally.
Like, I want to see, like...
Okay, wait. I guess I didn't really think about...
You can change your answer.
No, okay. That would be funny. No. No, I like my answer, actually.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Kathleen asks, I know that you ladies went to college together. Do you remember your first impression of each other? I would love to hear your origin story.
So I am a year younger than Courtney in terms of, this is a big debate always. So my birthday's in November, but Courtney's is in May. So actually she's later than me. Like
I'm a grade older, but at 6 months younger. Yeah.
So when I pledged the sorority, like she was letting people like me in. No, I guess I'm explaining this really bad. I'm older than Courtney, but not like I graduated high school in 2004, and Courtney had already been in school for San Diego State for a year.
Yeah, I'm a grade older, but 6 months younger. So
I don't really remember. I didn't really get into the whole like sorority part until after freshman year. I lived in Chapultepec dorms, and the Monday night meetings, they were really far from me. It was like a 20-minute walk. So I just like didn't really go that much.
Me too. I was in University Towers, and one of the girls told me I was the worst. They were so excited when I joined, and then they were so bummed because I was the worst pledge because I live far and I was the only DG in my dorm.
Yeah.
So I didn't go. But my first impression of Mary was like, oh my God.
Were you because on my big sis reveal?
Yes. Oh. I think we've told this story before where I'll tell a PG version of it. I'm just kidding. It's not even bad. But before we did Big Sis Reveal, we would do a night out with the girls and we would change. Like, we'd have all the big sisses take different groups of girls around to go meet, like, all of our guy friends at the different houses. And we joked around that we were going to give them, like, ridiculous nicknames. And so we would give in our group. Mary was in my group. And we were giving, like, stupid nicknames. And when we got to Mary, she just said, I don't need a nickname. And what did you say, Mary?
I said her... you guys said they had to be sexual nicknames. So like everyone else is like, I don't know what to say. And you guys are giving them names like Come and Me Kelly, super inappropriate. And I was like, oh no, I already have one. Like Mary Mahoney, the all night pony. Boom. And they're like, who the fuck is this pledge?
No, I was like obsessed with you from that moment. I was like, this girl is wild. And then she like just outdrank everyone that night.
Did I?
It was great. I don't know. But anyways, that was my first impression of just like, oh my, like she made a statement. I clearly did not.
I think I was just like very unaware though. And then Courtney was like the rush organizer and I really got to know her in a scary way.
Okay. Relax. Okay. Lisa McIntyre asks, any holiday traditions? Where's your next vacation?
Do you want to hear about my goals of vacation?
Yes. If you were going to plan a vacation right now, where would you go?
Well, my goal for spring break is to do Boston for like 3 nights and then from there go to Spain or Paris. I haven't decided which.
Ooh.
So I always do a big spring break trip. And it was actually fun to see Below Deck this season in Thailand. Went to Krabi. I went there for a spring break. And I've been to Bali for a spring break. So Courtney and I we are organizing a bachelorette party in Cabo, Mexico in late April.
Yeah, I actually have on my horizon. So over the holidays, I always go to like my best friend's house for Thanksgiving. But then this year I'll do Christmas in Orange County. And then I'm actually flying to New York for a few days too to see family. Those are as far as like holiday traditions, I don't really have any traditions. You guys, I feel like the Mahoneys have to have some sort of tradition.
Every year for the last 35 years. Like, I mean, for Thanksgiving, we always go to my Aunt Marilyn's. And that's what we do for Thanksgiving. And then Christmas Eve, it's just the five Mahoneys. And then Christmas Day,
is like the bigger extended family, and then like friends always come over from like 4 to 6 and like stop in and have drinks and apps and maybe a little dance party.
Do music videos ever come on?
Yes.
Love it. Great. Well, I appreciated your answers. Thank you. Thank you guys for asking questions. If you would like your question answered, you, again, can join our Patreon. We post about it every week. And then thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Keep on bringing those good reviews.
Yeah, we had four episodes to talk about this week, so hopefully you're still here. That was a lot to go through. Thank you for sticking with us. We appreciate you greatly. Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.